T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, let's take a quick peek at the sports calendar to see what's cooking.
Okay, so a little explanation here. We talked to Ron earlier about who would play him in the Ron Cook biopic that I'm being told is pronounced biopic, but I don't know that. And so that found Horse and I looking for a soundtrack to the Ron Cook movie. We couldn't find an appropriate one, but we did find this.
Hello. Good morning.
Not today. We're gonna rock.
Live at Foster Plaza for one show only. This Saturday, get ready for Ron Jovi.
Whoa! We're halfway there. Living on a prayer. Take my hand. We'll make it easy, I swear.
Ron Jovi, like you've never heard it before.
Your love's like bad medicine. Bad medicine is what I need. Shake it up just like bad medicine. There ain't no doctor that can cure my disease.
Ron Jovi Live.
Bad,
this Saturday.
Bad medicine. Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
And you thought Bon Jovi was good. Ron Jovi, live.
Come on now. Good morning, Pittsburgh. It's the Vinny and Cook Show. Not today. It's Ron Jovi. Woo!
Tickets on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets or charge by phone.
Shot through the heart. And you're to blame.
Right, enough.
You give love a bad name. Bad name. Play my part and you play your game. You give love a bad name. Bad name. You give love a bad name. I hate you, Vinny. Ron Jovi, I hate you. Woo!
Greg Giannotti, right? Isn't that the perpetrator of that disaster? That was hilarious. I haven't heard that in years and years and years. Joe Kopp deserves a lot of credit for digging that one out.
Riddle me this, Horse. How is it that all these other things have been lost in the house fire, so to speak, but we have that?
Because I was able to archive that one in the 10-year anniversary show.
Ah. That's sheer brilliance, Ron. And I know Giannotti does a good imitation of myself as well, perhaps even better than that, right?
That is really good. You know what? I did we play that, Joe, on our anniversary? Is that when we first played that?
Yeah, we played it.
I just don't remember when he did that. What prompted him? He didn't do it for our show, right? He did it somewhere on
his
show?
He did it on the morning show.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not quite sure what prompted it, but it worked out pretty well. I got to admit, that one makes me smile.
That's good stuff, Ron Jovi. Anything else from the 10-year anniversary, Horse, at your fingertips right now? If you find something, feel free to fire it up. It's our What's Cookin' segment presented by Morrison Kitchen and Bath, customizing kitchens, baths, and wine cellars. So, Ron, where do we go now with Penguins and Pitt Hoops? Penguins have the Rangers on Friday. I kind of like where they're at. You know, I thought they didn't play horribly overall in Philly. They've had bad moments. They've had a couple bad periods, certainly, in this little two-game set with the Capitals. But by and large, they look like they're definitely at least on even footing territorially with those teams. I think it's a matter of cutting down on the ridiculous mistakes from time to time, like giving up a 3-on-0 break and getting better overall goaltending, which I thought they started to get in the Washington series. You?
Well, I mean, they were so bad in the first period last night. I mean, just awful. I think that's the worst period they've played this season. You know, you score and then you give up a goal 6 seconds later. You give up another goal in the last minute. And then you lose your defenseman. And I'll give him credit for hanging in there. I did not see it coming. You know, I think Sullivan made it very clear. You know, we got a lot of work to do. You know, he was pleased the way his guys hung in there. But they do have a lot of work to do, Joe. But every team, you know what? You know, I think when we had Paul Steigerwald on earlier, he talked about how, you know, it's just natural. Your tendency is to focus on your team's weaknesses because you see your team all the time. But other teams have weaknesses too. And that was just quite a comeback for them last night. I didn't see it coming. Good for them. But they do got work to do, no doubt.
And what do we make of Pitt basketball? They lose by 10 to St. Francis of PA in their opener.
Man.
And now here they sit at 8-2, 4-1. And I know Syracuse and Duke aren't, they're not putting out some of their classic teams this year. Let's put it that way. But it's still Boeheim. It's still Krzyzewski. And Pitt beat them both. And Champagne. Champagne in those games, Ron, has 55 points, 30 rebounds, and 7 blocks in those two games. He has burst upon the scene as potentially their best player since DeJuan Blair, I think. And, man, where does this go from here with him?
Well, I mean, you know, Krzyzewski said it last night. He said he looks like he's the player of the year in the ACC. And they didn't just beat Boeheim once. They beat Syracuse twice. Remember this big comeback at Syracuse and then just blew him out here over the weekend. So, I didn't see this coming either, especially after that loss. You talk about the loss to St. Francis. I mean, if you'd have asked me then what kind of season I thought Pitt would have, I'd probably say you don't want to ask me that question. And they've turned it around. And I give Capel credit, give his guys credit for believing and buying in. And all of a sudden, college basketball looks like it might be fun around here this year. Already fun this year.
I know. I can't wait to get back out there. I'm excited to be writing a positive Pitt basketball piece for the Post-Gazette later today. I'm legitimately excited to do it. It's my favorite thing. It has been my favorite thing to cover. When they're good, when they were really good, I love that more than anything else. And I'm eager to do a couple interviews here and sit down and write. I'm happy with this situation. This team played one game in a month, practically, and that was a comeback win at Syracuse without Champagne. And then they come back and they hammer them with him. And that time off was probably, as it turned out, great for them. I mean, obviously it wasn't under good circumstances, but in terms
he only
of
missed
getting
two
Champagne
games.
And Tony
Joe, he
back
only
and
missed,
Tony,
he,
too.
He only missed two games. I mean, think about that. You know, you think when you hear a guy's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks, he's going to miss more than two games, right? And he only missed two. So, you know, it worked out well for them. Again, you don't want to lose games because of COVID, but it worked out well for them. And now, you know, let's see if they can keep it going. Where are they? I think Saturday they're at Boston College, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to double-check
yes.
that. But, I mean, who knows? They got something special going here right now. And, you know, we've seen things that can turn real quickly. I get that. But right now you have to certainly like the shape that they're in and where they are and what they have a chance to do.
And this conference right now is sort of upside down. It's not a great Duke team, although I think they'll get better. It's not a great North Carolina team. Look at the rest of Pitt's schedule and the rankings right now. The highest team that they'll face, and of course things can change, there's a lot of time left, is Virginia. And they're 13th in the country. They got Virginia Tech, who's 16th. Clemson twice, they're 20th, and other than that, all unranked teams. Now, North Carolina is one of them, and say the same thing about them that you say about Duke, is even in a down year, you can bet you're going against a number of top recruits from around the country, when you're playing either one of those teams. So it just felt like a huge win for the program last night. It really did.
It didn't just feel like it. It was. And, what you missed last night was the crowd. Could you have seen the zoo last night if that had been place would have been crowded? And I know their attendance dipped the last couple years, but I like to think what Champagne's doing and they're doing, they'd have come back at least for the Duke game last night and how much fun that would have been to be in that building. I mean, some of my great memories in Pittsburgh sports when Connecticut was number one in the country and they beat them there. I'll never forget that place as loud as any event I've ever been at. And, it's a shame that there aren't people there. Maybe somewhere down the road we'll get people back. But, man, wouldn't that be fun?
I can't wait for that. Like I said, for that more than anything, to go back to those games with a packed zoo and Pitt really good. And you know people are going to start to wonder how long, if Capel completes this turnaround, how long is he going to be here? How long is Champagne going to be here? And you know what? When those questions start cooking, then you'll know Pitt has reached a very good place. You know what I mean?
Yep. When they want your coach and your player can leave for the NBA, that's always good stuff.
And I don't want to take away from the other players either, because Tony was great last night. What do you have, 13 of 17 from the line? Dunk at the end of the game, and Xavier Johnson was very good at the end. When it came time to win the game against Duke, against Krzyzewski, he made the two plays at the end. So good for him. He's a guy that's battled, you know, his whole career through ups and downs and ups and downs, and he was just really good at the end last night. Shoots 2 for 9 from the game, but he hangs in there. He has 11 assists. Goes 4 or 5 from the line and makes the plays to win. I'll take that any day over a nice stat-packing game where you don't make the plays at the end.
Nope. I mean, they're finding ways. The comeback at Syracuse really is where it kind of all started for me, because they were pretty much down and out in that game, and you wondered what they were going to be able to do this year. And then they blow them out, and I come back and then blow them out again. And then the win last night over Duke. Anyone, as whatever said, I don't know if it was Cable, said, anytime you beat a blue blood, man, it's a pretty special night, and it was.
Ron, I'll see you in the morning.
Joe, have a great night, man. I can't wait to read your Pitt basketball column. I'll look forward to it.
Appreciate the time, Horse.
High of 32. Wow. High of 32 today. Tomorrow, breezy and milder, and a high of 44. Fan weather. Oh, wow. I didn't expect you to go that far back in the archives, Horse. I'm reeling in the man cave right now. Bouncing off the walls. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Route 19 in the South Hills. Start the new year off with a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle and online at sunchevy.com. Ron, finish the show off. Will you please?
I do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.